Fans of Sarah Bareilles, rejoice. Her new album, Amidst the Chaos, is out this week. You know, she's been a little busy, taking a couple of turns starring on Broadway as Jenna in Waitress, the Tony-nominated musical for which she wrote the music and lyrics.
She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine.
Sarah Bareilles also starred as Mary Magdalene in last year's live televised version of Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know how to love him, what to do, how to move.
That's her with Josh Groban singing the opening song of the Tonys, which the pair wrote with Shayna Tell.
This one's for the loser inside of you.
But now an album produced by T-Bone Burnett, 12 original songs, including this one, Armor, inspired by the Women's March of 2017.
Strength means blessed with an enemy. Oh,
that's Armor from Sarah Bareilles' new album, Amidst the Chaos, and she joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi.
Why this album now? I'm detailing everything you've been doing. What's the thinking about, and I also have to do an album?
I think that, you know, wanting to make this record was deeply inspired by the election, to be honest, yeah, and getting to participate in the Women's March. And I really came away from those experiences reawakened and maybe awakened for the first time. And I think the incredible gift I got from the last 5 years of working on Waitress was this beautiful sense of how important collaboration is and talking about themes that were sort of outside myself and my own story.
Well, and we hear it in some of the music. You have a couple of shout outs to Barack and Michelle Obama. Including, if I can't have you, let's just listen to a little of that.
Tell me that you're leaving. You say the time will slow the bleeding. Oh, this heart that I've placed into your hands, I held it out to you. Now you give it back. What am I supposed to do? Oh, I had a
This is the I Miss You Guys song. I think that I was so mournful to say goodbye.
Do you worry that you risk, you've sold millions of albums, you have fans across many spectrums,
sure,
and do you worry that that might be offensive to them?
I think one of the personal evolutions that I've experienced over the last handful of years is a separation from that fear of disappointing people. I always come from a place of love and inclusion, and I don't want to apologize for my belief system. It feels more important to me, to be honest, than to sort of, you know, hope that someone buys my record.
Hmm. Well, and you also have several traditional songs, love songs on the album. I loved Someone Who Loves Me. Let's listen to a little.
St. Jude's wearing a smile. He wouldn't mind, I bet. The world, my bones won't hold me up. So tell the saint of lost souls where to find me. Softly sleeping here in the deep end of someone who loves me.
That song in particular is really about my relationship to my own depression and anxiety and allowing someone else to sort of see you in your darkest hour. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I try to be outspoken about because I think it's easy to project a life that looks really sunny, but I'm someone who has to be really conscious about how I manage my own inner life.
Tell me more about that. I mean, is this something that you can put a name on or just a darkness?
I think melancholy has always been a really good friend of mine. I think I had my first sort of mini nervous breakdown when I was just in my early 20s and felt like I was going crazy and was having some disassociation and couldn't stop hearing my thoughts. But I'm someone who's been in weekly therapy for years and years, and I'm a huge advocate. But I'm someone who just is going to have a relationship with it for the rest of my life. And I'm much better at managing it now than I have been in the past.
Well, between you and your many fans is this deep love, especially around the anthems. I mean, I call them anthems that you've written. I'm thinking of that video that went viral, millions saw it, of young cancer patients dancing and singing to your song Brave.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
And then we know your song, She Used to Be Mine. Everyone has made videos of themselves singing this, including a ninth grader, Adrian Matthew, from Blairsville, Pennsylvania. Let's just listen to a little.
Man, she'll get stuck.
I know when yoga teacher Tara plays your Once Upon Another Time during class, I have to be taken out on a stretcher.
Once upon another time, before I knew which life was mine, before I left the child behind me.
Songs that are these anthems, is that something that helps you get at that feeling? Or do you worry sometimes that you'll get too close to such a deep feeling?
To the darkness. Yeah, you know, I think in my heart of hearts, I don't feel like there is such a thing as too close to the darkness. I think we can't be afraid of what is. And the closer we can go to what's just true, it sort of takes the bite out of it. If you can just be with whatever the feeling is and know that you don't have to change it or fix it, working on the practice of acceptance, I think, is a huge theme for me in my music. It's certainly part of what I want to sort of preach in my own way to my fans, that we are all perfectly imperfect.
Jesse's doing backflips, Molly's doing so well. Joey's got a new girl, Emily moved away. And the world's on fire, the whole time we're trying to put out the flame. If it gets louder now, can't stop it, won't slow down. Lost in this, all I can do is keep my eyes on you. I know the world.
That's Sarah Bareilles. Her new album is Amidst the Chaos. And by the way, you can see her as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this coming weekend. Scared? Nervous? Excited?
All of the above.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a real bucket list moment for me. I SNL has been on my list since I was, in my teens. So I turned 40 this year. So it's been a long walk.
You're going to crush it. Is there something that you'd recommend for the end of the segment?
I have to say, I think my favorite song on the record is a song called Saint Honesty.
Yeah.
And the reason I love it so much is because I've always been sort of too intimidated to put myself in the recording studio at the same time as all the session musicians. Mm. I have some real timidity as a piano player, and I worry about making mistakes. And one of the great gifts of working with T-Bone Burnett is that he's really not about perfection at all. He's all about capturing a moment. So he really encouraged me to make music with the band. And it's the first time I've ever done that in my whole career as a recording artist. And I feel really proud of that. And there's mistakes and there's little imperfections, but it feels like the song's heart is intact. And that's the whole point of the whole record, is that mistakes and all, it's all welcome here.
Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
From you, sweet Saint Honesty.